Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I had somebody in the office the other day. I had John Webb. He was on the show, and he was helping me with my computers, and we just got to talking. And I said, well, that's a topic for a show. I think I'll do it on Thursday. And you may not follow all the news that we've got, but the topic is, it isn't a theory, it's a fact. Watching all that's happening today, the blabberwocky instead of jabberwocky of politics, not just in D.C., but around the globe, we have to stop and take notice, as well as shake our heads, as to the absurdities, the lack of truth, knowledge, and the missing of common sense, the complete lack of respect for life, as well as the lack of want for independence. At least in this nation. As far as our own nation is concerned, our own communities and our own personal sovereignty. People don't seem to want that anymore. I still maintain that Congress itself is the biggest threat to America's liberty, and they are the biggest haters of the Constitution. I know I'm generalizing, but as we visit today's stories, and there are a ton of them, I want each of you to stop and think about the nation's turning away from God, the constant talk of globalization of nations, the nearly comical and unbelievable rhetoric and actions that we see from a man forced to leave his parents' home to a porn star being hailed as a champion of women. Yeah, right. Really? Scripture has predicted and warned of this stupidity, evil, and the plan of man for globalization is going forward with the globalist agenda, selling out this nation and putting Americans last. Nonpartisan when it comes to globalization, which includes the invasion into the nation of all those who are not citizens, but world citizens, and many are not Christian, so they care nothing about and even hate the Christian foundation of this nation and the rule of law. I've got a few scriptures that I looked up as I was kind of going through this. And in Isaiah 5:20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Think about that as we visit absurdities. And then when I thought about this man who doesn't want to leave his mom and daddy's house, he's being forced to, you know, and also the attack on the Christian adoption agencies that try to put children in Christian homes. It says in the scripture, thou art, out of Matthew. It says it several places, but this is out of Matthew. "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder or separate." Now, it's not about a marriage in this home with this gentleman that's 30-some years old and won't leave mom and daddy's house. But it is a telltale sign of how we have raised a generation that cannot cope. The other scriptures that I looked up were the absurdities that we see today with those who are worshiping the earth, And there was a Christian songwriter years ago that had a song, Worship the Creator, Not the Creation. It says in Jeremiah 2:27, you say to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave me birth. For they have turned their back to me, meaning God, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. Yeah. We want saved, all right, don't we? So there is a war against Christianity. There is a war against the rule of law. There is a war against our Constitution. There is a war against being a sovereign nation. We do have a lot of news today, and some of it is breaking news that I got even as I was writing this monologue for you. So keep all these above things in mind, the globalists, as we visit the news and the craziness of this nation and its people in the scripture. From chaos to peace to chaos, the art of the deal. From deplorable to animal. From porn star to champion of women, nasty women maybe. And the liberals take on a mommy kicking out her 30-year-old baby. Amnesty is important to the left and the right, masquerading rhinos. Agenda 21 and globalization, trade. Senator Sass is not a conservative. Let's get to it. To bring America home, we must look at the world and try to be the salt that preserves. In the world, not of the world. I read once, and I even wrote an article on it once, when I was working for Derry Brownfield, that salt only loses its flavor when it is contaminated. Well, have we become contaminated, and so our salt of the earth here, at least in this nation, has lost its flavor? Well, the breaking news is that President Trump, are you ready for this? Because I had news where Kim Jong-un was following through with his pledge to destroy the nuclear test site, but this morning, President Donald Trump canceled. Are you listening? He canceled the U.S.-North Korea summit scheduled to take place in June. Why did he do this? The president referenced recent incendiary comments from North Korea about Vice President Mike Pence. Sadly, he said, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. I have the letter here, and I found it very interesting, and I thought, you know, this is, I have not read The Art of the Deal, but I've been told some things about The Art of the Deal. Always, I had a friend of mine that said, always be leaving. Always be ready to walk out the door. I don't believe President Donald Trump is going to allow them to call his vice president a dummy and go to a peace table. They've been making a lot of comments, a lot of derogatory, mean comments. I know they've been humiliated. They've had to give up a few things. But I do want to read the letter to you because I think you will find it very interesting. But I find it very interesting and uplifting, and maybe I'm wrong, but that the president values his vice president so much that he's not going to allow Kim Jong-un to attack him verbally or otherwise. So when we come back, I'm going to read this letter to you from the president to Kim Jong-un, to the chairman. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It isn't a theory. It's a fact. When we talk about the things that are happening in this nation, you need to look at Agenda 21 and globalization. And everything kind of funnels down that same way. Let's read this letter from the president when we return. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring...
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have in my hand the letter that President Trump sent to His Excellency Kim Jong-un, and that's how he's titled it, Chairman of the State of Affairs, Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He says, Dear Mr. Chairman, which is Pyongyang, is that how you pronounce it? Dear Mr. Chairman, we greatly appreciate your time, patience, and effort with respect to our recent negotiations and discussions relative to a summit long sought by both parties, which was scheduled to take place on June 12th in Singapore. We were informed that the meeting was requested by North Korea, but that to us is totally irrelevant. I was very much looking forward to being there with you. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger, open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. Therefore, please let this letter serve to represent that the Singapore summit, for the good of both parties, but to the detriment of the world, will not take place. You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used. I felt a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately it is only the dialogue that matters. Someday, I look very much forward to meeting you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for the release of the hostages who are now home with their families. That was a beautiful gesture and was very much appreciated. If you change your mind having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write. The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth. This missed opportunity is a truly sad moment in history. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. And that, my friends, is the cancellation letter sent to Kim Jong-un in North Korea. So we shall see. We shall see what takes place. Now, thinking about the globalization and the global world, everybody wants global, global, global. And thinking about what I have said about Congress, not everyone. I know there are a few, or at least a few, that are pretending to want to do the will of the people and the Constitution. But as I discussed with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA yesterday, the trade and the agriculture and these things that have to do with our industries here to make America great again, to make America prosper again. Not the elite prosper. They're doing fine. But the Americans, the hard-working Americans, whether you're out on the farm, down on the farm, out in the ranch, working in the factories, building the buildings, whatever you may be doing, you deserve prosperity. You deserve to make enough to make a profit that you can take care of your family without fret and worry. Senator Ben Sasse, we have talked about him before. He's from Nebraska, one of the biggest agriculture states in the United States, with cattle. Well, he says, trade protectionism won't make communities stable again. Do you agree with that? Let me just read a couple of his statements out of this article, and this came from the Heritage Foundation. Fred Lucas is the author of this particular article. This is a quote from Senator Ben Sasse. If protectionism could bring back neighborhoods and nuclear families and lifelong employment, it would be well worth discussing. A lot of people would reasonably embrace that against some of the benefits of free trade. The problem is, he says, none of that is going to happen. It is fundamentally cruel to lie to people and say, by government policy, we are going to make your community stable again. Well, it was government policy that broke, literally, these communities throughout this nation. Look at the county seats of each county. Once a prosperous square, now falling down and decaying buildings. They have a courthouse. That's about it. Well, Senator Sasse, if you do remember, was one of the very vocal to repeal Cool. So you see, he doesn't believe Americans should have a choice. He believes in globalization. He believes NAFTA was a good thing. He says so in this article, in his speech. Remember, globalization. According to this senator, this member of Congress, is a good thing. Well, it's a good thing if it's lining the pockets of those cutting the deals, those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, a.k.a. Congress. It is not such a good thing for our manufacturing, for our agricultural industry, at least not the independent farmers and ranchers. No. But it's a good thing. Senator Sasse says so. Say that three times really fast. Globalization. Not nationalization. You know, they talk like nationalism. To be a nationalist is a bad thing. To put America first is a bad thing. But it's not. That's what every nation should do, is put their people first. But they don't. They just simply don't do it here anymore. Because the D.C. occupiers have found a way to be career politicians and making big money. Look at their net worth. Do some investigating. Find out what the net worth of your representative or your senator was before they first took office and what it is now. And then look in your community and see those collapsing, falling down, decaying buildings. And you tell me that policy can't help a nation. Well, policy has broke a nation, hasn't it? Congress, the biggest threat to American jobs and our economy. The biggest, well, what do you call it? The biggest adders to our national debt. Spend, spend, spend. And the right now, those pretenders to be conservative, have joined forces. This goes back to trade and globalization. They are going to try and push an amnesty bill through. Not just for the DACA of today, but for the DACA of tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Years. Open borders. Oh, it won't say that. No, it won't say that. But look, DACA was put in place illegally by President Barack Obama. That being said, even then it was temporary. And now they want to make it a permanent thing. Who wants to do that? Congress. Why? Money. Globalization. Not your jobs, but slave labor jobs. Not your vote as a citizen, a natural citizen, a born citizen of the United States, but the votes of those coming in illegally, who take the money here and send it over there. Yeah. Globalization. Think about that. Agenda 21 and globalization. You'll see it in everything that's going on, even the attack against Christianity. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have more absurdities coming up. It's not theory, it's fact. It's happening. And it's like a snowball going down a hill. It's going faster and faster and getting bigger and bigger. How do you stop a snowball? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to move on to some of the absurdities, and then we'll get back to, it's all serious. I mean, seriously, you know, these are telltale signs of how badly this nation has fallen. Fallen away from God, fallen away from common sense. A 30-year-old man, he refuses to leave his parents' house. He refuses to leave his parents' house. So they give him an eviction notice, and he still won't leave. And he goes to court, and guess what? The judge said, you need to leave. Now, Tucker Carlson, he has this gal on. It's hard to take her serious because she says such stupid things. Her name is Sherpa Kathy Aru. And she's defending this 30-year-old because he loves his mommy. And he's her baby and she needs to take care of him. Well, I think she's already failed. Because if she'd have raised him correctly, he'd be willing to leave. You know, it's not natural to be a 30-year-old. Now, he's not even living in the basement with his own little apartment. No, he's got his own bedroom that he grew up in, and that's where he's living. He's not got a job. He quit college. Apparently, he has a son. Are we a nation of babies?
30-year-old babies that can't leave their mommy. It's not his mommy he loves. It's having a roof over his head and not having to do anything. They want him to get a job. They gave him several months to get a job. They said there are jobs available even for those with poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. I'm not picking on his mom or anything. I guess I am a little bit. But did she make him work as a child? Did he have to do anything as a child? Or is he in a habit of, I don't have to work, mom and dad are going to do everything for me. And if I stay here long enough, they'll eventually die and I'll get this house. And I can go on welfare. And I can do this and I can do that. But Sherpa Kathy thinks he ought to stay there. This is a wrong decision. We have, she said, and her reasoning, we have lots of 30-year-old babies living with their parents. It's normal these days. No, it's not normal. It is not normal. And something is wrong. He's either lazy or something is wrong or both that he refuses to leave mom and daddy's house. You know, we have a lot of these situations where grandparents are the parents now because the kids can't cope. Parenting isn't for cowards, and it isn't an easy job. And it's a job that you have to be diligent at 24/7. You might get to rest once in a while at night if everyone is asleep. You know, it isn't normal. And that's another thing that makes us, as a nation, to go back to the Berenstain Bear book, inside, outside, upside down. Again, going back to the globalization, not with this man, but with the next story here. Why the left won't call anyone animals. The MS-13 gang has been called out by the president. He stood up and called them for what they are. I have a friend who was a part of the police force in Phoenix, Arizona. And he had to deal with these. He saw firsthand the brutality of these monsters, these animals. They rape, they torture, they kill, they mutilate. They want it to be as horrible as it possibly can. And the left come out defending them and saying we shouldn't call anyone an animal. Really? Here's the quote of E.J. Dionne. He wrote this article in Washington Post. And here's a quote. It's never right to call other human beings animals. It's not something we should even have to debate. No matter how debased the behavior of a given individual or group, no matter how much legitimate anger that genuinely evil actions might inspire, dehumanizing others always leads us down to a dangerous path. This is the same people that dehumanize. Babies in the womb. They're just tissue. At least they didn't call them animals. But their life is meaningless. Their life is inconvenient. Must be thrown away. So it's okay to dehumanize a baby, but not a monstrous gang that murder and rape and kill and torture, mutilate, decapitate, cut out people's hearts, chop up their bodies, make it as horrible as they possibly can. They are evil. They aren't good. The man who wrote this article is Dennis Prager, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And he talks about the doctor, the Nazi doctor, that would freeze a human being and then put it down in boiling water. That would depressurize rooms, bursting eardrums, causing their minds to go from pain. Rubbed wood shavings and ground glass into infected wounds. Well, at least he didn't waterboard anybody, huh? This was a Nazi physician. Was he an animal? He was a monster. And when they talk about animal, you know, everybody says, well, that's giving the animals a bad deal. They're not talking about puppy dogs and kitty cats. They're talking about wild beasts. Wild beasts of prey. They just hunt them down and they kill them. Not even necessarily for food, but for fun. Now, we're told by those who believe in globalization and rewilding America that wolves are just dogs. No. They're not just dogs. They say they only kill for food. No. They kill for fun. As will a dog. They kill for fun. Beasts of prey. So the left will not call this evil what it is. Because they believe it's dehumanizing. I can't even say that today. This MS-13 gang. Well, you know what? They're here illegally. And it's time to get rid of them. Arrest them. I believe in the death penalty. Put them to death. Or ship them back home and don't let them come back. I think that's too good. But that's just me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have some more information here I want to share with you. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It isn't a theory, my friends. It's a fact. Globalization is very real, and it's an attack on everything, including your faith. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in...
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted you to concentrate on globalization, Agenda 21, both of these things, and the Communist Manifesto, and Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. All of these things are not theory. They're fact. They are being implemented here in the United States of America. And those who come up with these little plans know exactly what they're doing. Senator Sass knows exactly what he's doing. He's getting wealthy. And he's helping corporate agriculture get wealthy, but not the independent. They could care less about the independent American. They could care less about your property rights, your jobs, your faith. They do not care, and they don't care about your choice. Why do you need to know where your hamburger came from? So Senator Sass was against COOL and wanted to repeal it, and it got it done. I call him sassy, and not in a good way. So just an example of how crazy we have gotten. And I know you've heard this story. The porn star, Stormy Daniels, is hailed as a champion of women. Now, how inside, outside, upside down is that? She's hailed as a champion of women as she sells her body, makes money off of that. Dishonoring women, demeaning women. She sells her body and she gets a key to the city. Because she is being hailed as a champion of women. again. Life is demeaned. The value of humans, especially women, is really nothing to someone like Stormy Daniels. So they call her a champion, a porn star, who gives herself away, but it's okay to sell it, but it ain't okay to buy it. This is the craziness of this world and the hate towards the president. I will not say that what he did was okay, but neither is what she does okay. Think about that. So the community of West Hollywood was founded more than three decades ago on the principle that everyone should be treated with dignity and fairness and decency. Unless you're President Donald Trump. They don't have to treat him decent. And this community has a history of standing up to the bullies and speaking truth. Well, who's the bully? She took payment and then she reneged on her contract. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm getting by still, and how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of comments on your little story there about, the left calling, you being outraged at Donald Trump calling MS-13 animals. Mm-hmm. I wanted to point out a couple of ways they're really hypocritical about that.
Okay.
And that's this. Okay, way number one, your friend Melody Cederstrom used to have as her co-host on her financial show a man named Alfred Adask.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that Alfred Adask would repeatedly say is that the drug laws of the United States define humans as animals. He would point out that the drug laws always refer to, when they're talking about the effects of drugs and this kind of stuff, they always talk about humans and other animals. So Congress and the drug laws has defined humans as animals.
Interesting.
But the left doesn't seem to be outraged about that.
No.
The other thing is that I thought that the left-wingers believed in the theory of evolution, which says that we are all animals.
Bingo. You're doing very well there, Joe.
Yeah, I'm glad you like these points.
I do. So, yeah, but,
okay,
you know, their hypocrisy is what is just astounding, especially with this Stormy Daniels thing. And then this guy that lives at home and is 30 years old. I mean, this just goes nuts. You know, and then the idea that they would defend the MS-13 gang. Well, you know, it's all about money, Joe. It all ends up about money with the amnesty bill and the immigration issues that they will not abide by what the American people wanted. You can say what you want, hate, love, whatever you want with President Donald Trump. He was elected because of those things that he ran on, fixing trade and immigration. And those are the two things that are lining the pockets of Congress and the politicians.
And the left-wingers are under the spell of the globalists, and Trump
yes.
is in some ways opposing the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
So the left are told, you know, basically what the left are told by their masters who decide how they're going to think is that everything, they have to get Trump out of there because he's opposing the globalist plan. So whatever Trump does, no matter how, you know, insane their opposition to it appears to be, they have to oppose Trump on every point. They cannot let
yes.
Trump be right about anything. So that's
not
what really motivates the left out there.
I think you're absolutely right, Joe. And you're absolutely right. It all goes
yeah.
back to the globalization. Thank you, Joe. It all goes back to globalization. Agenda 21 is all part of globalization. The destroying of your religion, your faith, is globalization. We all must be in one world, one global country, one global nation. And therefore, they have to push against Trump. So you can't call MS-13 an animal, but you can sure call a conservative a deplorable. The hypocrisy. But I want you to always think, put the the lines together, put those dots, connect those dots between Agenda 21, communism, and globalization. Seriously. Don't. And every time they say democracy, I want you to go, republic. Every time they say it. And there are a lot of people that are saying it, unbeknownst to what they're saying. I've had guests on that do that. We're just about out of time. It's up to us to stand together, say republic, republic, independent republic, and reject globalization, Agenda 21, communism, socialism, and put God first in all things and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.